Well, the cherry trees are blossoming, the flowers are sprouting, and in another sign of the season, it's time to get fresh with Cheryl Weiser from the Puget Sound Fresh Manager with the Cascade Harvest Coalition.
Call any vegetable, call any, call it by name. Call any vegetable, call one today. Call when you get off a train. Call any.
Cheryl, you were telling us farmers markets in Ballard, West Seattle, the U District in Capitol Hill, on up there on Broadway are open. But it's not the best time. We're kind of in between seasons. What is good out there?
Yeah, it's the liminal season, betwixt and between.
Liminal.
So, liminal, yeah, it's a great word. So, you know, we're kind of at the tail end of the season for things like sunchokes and parsnips, sweet potatoes. I've seen a couple of those. Onions, rutabagas, apples and pears are definitely out there. But also we are seeing a few spring things make it to the market that are starting to emerge.
Yeah, what's out there that might make a nice ingredient for something right around now?
Right around now? Well, if you want to do something that's, I think actually that'd be sort of the marriage of both seasons, you could do like a sorrel potato soup. So sorrel is a lemony, lovely herb, and that pairs really well with potatoes.
Great. Now, what about the non-produce items in farmers markets? Because they've really expanded into other areas.
Yes, they have. And so right off the top of my head, I think I saw a sign that said, order your Easter hams. So that's one thing. So meat always, and then plant starts, actually. It's a good time to be looking for plant starts. Eggs, honey, mushrooms. Always things like bread. And there's pickles. Some of the farmers have frozen fruit from their fresh berries from last summer. And then lots of tulips and daffodils and wine. And wine, you know, and cheese.
Ooh, lots, great.
Yeah, cheese, dairy products.
Now, I understand we're kind of at a crucial moment when it comes to the weather and how the harvest will go. What are the known unknowns in the early spring harvest? What's out there that might change things?
Well, impact, I think, is always the big one is rain. And so, you know, we are always, you know, keeping an eye on, you know, the rivers and flooding. And so that's always a concern, Snoqualmie Valley and, you know, and other areas as well. I think another one is the bees. And so we definitely want a spring that's mild enough for them to do their pollination. So that's important. A couple years ago, it was a cold, wet spring, and the bees really did not pollinate as much as they could have. So we didn't see as many stone fruits, for example. I think the other one is that depending on where you're farming, you know, there are some farmers, for example, that are – the fields are very wet right now, so they're having some difficulty getting their tractors out there to seed for the, you know, the next crops and also to do some harvesting. But for example, one farm, I think it was Stony Plains from Tenino, they're like, hey, weather's great. Everything's really good so far. But for another farm in Grant County that's a big market producer, of fresh fruits, we had that late winter, that really deep cold snap. And so the new asparagus buds that were kind of just poking out of the ground kind of got hit really hard. And because we didn't have a lot of snow, there wasn't enough snow to insulate them.
Yeah.
And so farmers depend on Mother Nature to be dependable. So good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. And it's a big state, of course, and things can vary from place to place.
Absolutely.
Well, here we are. We're almost at the end of March. What's right on the horizon?
Oh, good stuff. Well, definitely lettuce and Swiss chard and leeks and thyme and parsley, green garlic, pea vines. Very excited about that. Pea shoots, stir-fried greens and lovely new spring cheeses and salad greens. Maybe some beets, maybe some beet greens.
You had a tip for us that you got about potatoes from folks who like to grow them. What's that?
Well, actually, you can find potatoes from the market right now. You have a favorite potato vendor and, you know, get some varieties that you like and go ahead and sprout them and put them in your garden and they'll grow. But don't buy too many. So you go back to the farmer and buy some of their potatoes, too, to eat on your own.
Okay. Great. And anything else that you want to share with us about what you've seen in looking around the markets or what might be right in front of us?
I think one of the things that's really right in front of us actually is cheese and the fact that, you know, the moms have been giving birth and, you know, we have these, you know, animals that are seasonal breeders and actually just that, you know, we have they're lactating right now and they're eating nice new grass and so the milk is very nutrient rich and it's extremely the products are very kind of rich and buttery and creamy. And so I just had some sheep's milk yogurt from Glendale Shepherd.
Wow.
That was divine. And so not like any other yogurt you've ever had. So kind of a fun thing to do is talk to your cheese maker and your cheese farmer and ask them what's going on right now in terms of the animals and the milk that they're getting and what they're making. And so because there are some cheeses we'll see now that we might not see later on in the season.
Always good to talk to the producers and find out more about your food.
Absolutely.
And finding that out from Cheryl Weiser, Puget Sound Fresh Manager with Cascade Harvest Coalition. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's The Record on KUOW.